Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We were just talking about this last night, and look, I feel very chaste in this new world, but like there, relationships are very, there's so many flavors in the world.
They're not even called relationships anymore, babe. They're called situationships. They're not even called, there's no relation anymore. I mean, no one has sex anymore. Everyone's in love with robots and nobody dates or gets married. So
let's begin.
So let's begin. Many couples come to me saying that the light has gone out in their sex lives. And this is often while I'm drinking alone at a hotel bar. Luckily for me, this couple was in my office and we could speak about how to reignite the flame in a professional setting. This is Say More.
A cup of tea for you and me, patisserie, say more. I'll lend an ear to hear your fear of why you're weird, say more. You gotta dig a little deeper, baby. Focus on yourself. Don't worry about my credentials. A mental spa, a blah, blah, blah. Je ne sais quoi.
French.
Say more. Say more.
What's wrong with you?
Welcome to another episode of Say More with Dr. Sheila. I'm thrilled to invite this couple into my space. We're here with Julia and Josh. Thank you both for being on the podcast.
I've never done therapy or anything like that, so I don't, you know, this is a little different for me. I think that people are always saying, oh, you should do this, and I know a lot of people do it, and I haven't done it.
Well, let's unpack that. Supposed to. Mm-hmm. That's an interesting phrase you're using, what you're supposed to do. Is that important to you, to get things right?
I mean, you know, this actually comes up a lot with Julia and I, because, I don't necessarily subscribe to traditional things. You know, I like to be a free thinker, you know? Just because, you know, it's like you see a recipe on TV doesn't mean you have to follow the recipe. It's a guidepost, you know?
And Julia? Your thoughts on this as we start?
Sure. And I have to be honest, I'm actually like something's coming up for me. Just some stuff has been brought up and some things have, you know, been suggested about how we work on it. And
I just feel like everything is a conversation. Like, why do we have to talk about, you know, how we're feeling about something? It's like, sometimes it's just like, it, like, just sleep it out, you know? And then when you wake up in the morning, maybe you'll forget about it.
So you're intimating that there is a discussion that's happening between the two of you about changing something. And
that's
I'm
right.
curious what discussions you've had, what brings you here today, what is something that has been introduced into your relationship that's new that you want to share?
I mean,
take as many sighs as you need.
I would like to have more sex, and you know that.
Sorry, were you saying that to me or to Julia?
Oh, I was saying I feel uncomfortable saying it to you, so I am saying it now. You know.
I know. You just made direct eye contact. That's why I think she's asking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you were looking at me when you said that. I have something here that I use quite a bit, which is the thoughts and feelings cup. So I'm going to give you an empty cup. It's a plastic cup
Okay.
But you can hold it up to your mouth, mm-hmm. and you can say your thoughts or your feelings or your ideas into the cup.
I want to have more sex because I feel like we used to have more sex and now we're not having more sex and everything is a conversation and nothing is fun. I would rather have more fun and sex.
Beautiful. And then what would you like to do with that cup? Would you like to drink? Would you like to give that cup to Julia? You can throw the cup away. It's really...
Well, I'd be drinking my own words.
Yeah, let's try that. Let's see how that feels.
Okay.
How does that feel?
Well, I mean, familiar.
So, Julia, lots of sighing.
Josh, before we started and you met us outside, he made a few comments about how he had only heard your voice and he had never seen you in person and how you were, it's actually very hurtful to me. He said that you were so much hotter than your voice sounded.
That's interesting.
The thing is, normally it's the other way around. It was just a thing that I say. I mean, I'm not saying I'm attracted to you. I'm not saying I'm not attracted to you. I'm just saying that, like, isn't it interesting that she's even hotter than her voice is?
I do want to get into lengthy detail about my own voice and why you don't find it attractive. But before we do, Josh, let's talk about having sex more often or with different people. Can you clarify? You're thinking about this now for the first time or you're pretending to think about it for the first time?
I mean, I've Googled some things.
Like, what have you Googled?
Ethical non-monogamy poly lifestyle. It's something that, it's a real thing. Mm-hmm. It's a real thing.
And it's hard. This is a hard one for me because he keeps on using that phrase, ethical non-monogamy.
Poly lifestyle.
Poly lifestyle. And he keeps on saying that this is a real thing and it's a phrase.
Did you Google it?
I have Googled it, actually. But you can, I don't want to get, upset, but you can Google any words and something's going to pop up.
But the thing, I think what is interesting about it, if you do Google it, like one of the first things that comes up. Okay. Is that, the ethical part of it is the thing that's interesting to me.
Because let's break that down. Say more.
I think a lot of people think that, if you have sex with somebody else, that's cheating. And it probably is, but maybe there's a way to do that where you can still keep your relationship intact, right? Because the ethical kind of distinguishes it from infidelity, because everyone is consenting. Like, I would even tell the person that I was having sex with, like, hey, just so you know.
Yeah. And that's not the situation. So right now I'm really hurt that he's even brought it up. It's thrown me into, it's very painful for me. And I know, doctor, that he's made several comments about, my body. He's made several comments about, like, after I breastfed the kids, like, would my breasts ever, like, go back? Like, he said, would they go back? So with those comments have, like, really negatively impacted my self-esteem.
Sure. Sure. So you would be interested in pursuing an ethical non-monogamous poly lifestyle.
Yeah, based on a contract in which we both agree to certain demands. It's going to be very collaborative. I've downloaded actually a couple of contracts. And, these aren't even my words. These are just, a couple things that I've seen online. And this is the thing, doctor.
Thank you. You have to say it in the form of a question legally.
That she is, she's making it seem like I've made up this contract. Like, one contract talks about, light fingering, and another contract, talks about, just anal stuff, and that's not me. I'm just showing her, you know, it's like going to the ice cream store. You don't have to have Rocky Road. It's an option if you'd like it. You know, and that's, and but, you know, she won't even engage when I put these contracts down in front of her.
So, Julia, can you speak about the resistance?
Sure.
You're having big feelings.
I married Josh. That was our contract, was to be with each other and only each other. So to even consider opening it up is very hard for me. Josh, my love, like, I love you. Like, I am, like, literally, you know, we've got the kids. I've got my job. Like, I'm so tired. I'm honestly, doctor, I'm asleep. I'm falling asleep. I'm so tired.
You can be tired. That's the benefit of this. This is, like, amazing because you get to do everything that you want, you know, because ethical non-monogamy poly lifestyle means that, you know, I care for you and I'm going to also be caring for somebody else. I have that energy.
This is a very big, big kind of declaration that you're making, Josh. It's really, really a giant swing, if you will, pun intended. And so I think what we should do is keep working together. Okay. I need to have you in as much as you can come in, unless my voice is too disgusting for you. And Julia, if you could, I would love for you to sigh all of your feelings into the cup here in the office. And then if it feels safe for you, leave the cup here so that you won't take your sighs with you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, she fell asleep. So welcome back. We've had some time to think about the big discussion and what it and how it would change things. So where are you two at right now?
I signed because I was too tired to talk about it anymore.
It was great because I just, you know, knowing that she supported me and we are doing this together, because that is part of ethical non-monogamy poly lifestyle.
I think that he sort of caught me in a moment where, to be quite honest, I was signing a lot of things. I had the check for the babysitter, and then and then of course the kids' tuition, and so I had sort of sat down to do a lot of different.
There was like a field trip in there, and there was a couple of things, you know. And I just, you know, because sometimes she's so tired, she's like, just I want to do it, and this is me respecting her space, and I was able to get online, and now, you know, there's so many different options, you know, and I kind of like just made a profile on Hinge, and I was able to put that out there. So I felt like, you know, I'm not lying. I'm not cheating.
So that was very fast. So in the week you've found a way to sign this contract and get Julia to sign this contract. And you are now currently on Hinge.
Yeah. I don't know if you know about this, Dr. Sheila, but, Hinge, you know, is actually built on this, like, acclaimed Nobel Prize winning algorithm, you know. So I am actually going to find people who are open to this. And that, I mean, that's, and you can look that up too.
Well, we can look anything up. Scientists. Craziest thing in the world. And you could put a jumble of letters together. So what are we feeling are things we want to make sure are understood before we venture into this new lifestyle, as you say?
You hit me, hon. You whatever.
I want to say that actually. Like, what I need is to know that there's no other women coming into our home with the kids. Okay.
Done. And you could have put that in the contract. I would have had no problem with that.
Yeah. Great. Again, I just didn't really get the time.
Got so it. Why don't you just emotionally initial that right now? And you should know I'm an emotional notary, so I can get that taken care of right now.
Okay. Great. That makes me feel better, actually.
I could get your ID out. I just need your IDs.
Oh, wow.
And
okay, ID.
I'm just going to get a little ink pad out if you could just roll your thumb.
Oh, wow. You got the whole book and everything.
Okay, so why don't we head into the next week with those terms in place? And I should mention the work that I did was I did have a bunch of people give me feedback that they did think my voice was very attractive to them. So welcome back, Julia and Josh.
Hi.
You both have your profiles out there in the world, and I'm so curious. I've been thinking about you both and how you're doing.
Oh my gosh.
Julia, you seem very happy and smiling. Yeah.
It's been a very good week. It has been a good, good, good week. So I've had a few dates. Yeah.
Fantastic. Say more if you could. I'm interested in the details.
It's one of those things where, you know, I can't stop smiling because I have been, and if you saw me walk in a little bit, doctor, you know, because I've been stretched in many different ways. And
you look 10 years younger.
Right?
You really, really do.
Everybody's saying that to me.
I think we did it. And I think we both learned a lot. And, you know, I'm seeing that, like, I think it really did work for us. And now
it did.
We can go back to, you know, the way it was.
Again, I don't want to interrupt him, but I do have to leave because I have to meet someone.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yes.
Josh, you've been tearing at the label of that water bottle. May I take it from you? Do we want to discuss your week?
I didn't have any dates this week. Like, it wasn't even always about, like, the sex. You know, it never was about the sex.
I do remember you talking about the sex specifically in the cup. So I do think at one point it was about the sex.
If I may, I think that he's saying it's not about the sex. And in some ways I actually can really understand that because I realized this past week I had never really had sex before.
Mm.
Like I had and I hadn't. You know what's so cool? I think I thought that, you know, I just been like, my body had been sort of like ravaged by children and all that stuff. And wow, there are a lot of people out there who would disagree.
Oh, wonderful.
Maybe this is a good time for me to bring up that I think some of, you know, that she does like all the life stuff in the house. And, you know, that's been falling by the wayside too. And, you know, I've had to do a lot more like life stuff at the house. And, and I do think that, like, you know,
but, like,
the contract.
Who fucking cares though, right?
So I think we should stop now so Julia can get to her appointment.
Thank you, girlfriend. I see you.
There's something very interesting here, Josh, for us to continue discussing, which is what you think makes an attractive voice and who do you listen to that you think sound quote-unquote attractive? Because I just am very thrown by that. As a doctor? I am a woman in STEM, and as a woman in STEM, I know data is very important. So I spent the next week as a sex phone operator for Love.Nut, and I must say I did very well. So, yeah, scientifically proven attractive voice. Wow, what a week. I've not heard hide nor hair from either one of you, and I'm wondering how the second week of your journeys has gone and how you're feeling. Oh, I'm seeing a smile on Julia.
I am functioning right now on 3.5 hours of sleep a day. I'm alive. I'm awake. I'm smelling things. I am in love with myself. I
hope you're still, like, you're not kissing anybody. That was that is a rule. And if you do break that rule, then that is something that it'd be null and void the contract.
I'm going to be totally honest because I respect this man. I have not kissed anyone on the lips. But I love, like, just kissing dicks.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Now, I've also been experimenting with some women. And so wonderful. I don't know if he counted vaginal lips. That wasn't clear in the contract.
Yeah, was that in the contract?
Not, it's a very not specific. No.
Yeah. Well, interesting. It's too bad it wasn't. Josh.
Okay. Yeah.
You're in your pajamas.
Yeah. Well, it just sucks. I have been at home with these kids. They're driving me crazy. She's barely home. I'm doing all the work.
So listen, I hear all this. I don't think he has to worry about anyone anymore. I've signed a lease. So I have a pad.
What?
I mean, it's like a little fuck pad. It's crazy to say, I guess, but it's an ethical fuck pad.
Okay, well, first of all, I Googled that, and honestly, you guys both told me I could find everything. I can't find an ethical fuck pad. Would you type that in?
Well, I have had a wonderful experience, really, with a lot of my girlfriends, and have been invited their husbands, some of your dear friends,
who?
Josh, and they have been, we've all been very ethically and responsibly experiencing each other.
Yeah, I just want my wife back.
Julia, if you could just take that in for a second, because Josh has really said something very important. Yeah, I just want my wife back.
I mean, I feel like I could talk to the group. And I could see if they are open, because this is, again, it's not just me now.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's not just
poly.
Me.
I mean, the word poly is, it's
many,
more than one.
Well, then can I get in there?
Many. We are a kind of decentered leadership structure.
Well,
sure.
I wish I could make that decision on my own, but it is an ethical fuck community.
Mm-hmm.
The community has asked me, as you know, their representative and one of the ambassadors, to actually ask Dr. Sheila if she had any interest in just coming over to the pad one day.
Well, you know, it's very interesting you say that, because I've worked clinically with a lot of ethical fuck communities and have done a lot of sessions in ethical fuck pads. Of course, I did incredible work with the very famous Dr. Nicholas Shand, who is, as you know, a proponent of communities and fuck pads, both ethically and non-ethically, which is a whole other can of worms, but very interesting as well. The short answer is interested, for sure. I do find that sometimes my involvement in these communities tends to change the energy and the air a little bit. And I want to make sure that I create a safe space for you, Julia.
Maybe you and I could do it then.
Well, Nina. What if, you know, my voice turns you off? And frankly, if you guys were to enter Josh into the community, I really have doubts about whether or not it was the right community for me. So.
Oh, I actually just heard back from the community. It's a no, Josh.
I do want to say that I did talk to a girl that I dated in high school, and we made an agreement that if she gets back in this neighborhood, you know, maybe we'd do some fingering.
Wonderful.
I mean, I think that's great.
That is wonderful.
Awesome.
I'm really happy.
I don't
want to
make anybody
for you,
jealous.
Josh.
No,
no,
I think that's
awesome. No one's jealous. That's
not
that's really, really
okay.
No
that's
one
correct.
Is jealous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. That's
and then and I remember early on in the contracts that light fingering was important. Liz, I know you're about to do the credits, and I want to give you your space. I know it's your thing now, and I love that we found this for you. But real quick, can you fix the thing on my phone that lets people know that I've read their texts?
Oh, yeah.
Tell it to take off the red.
Right, yeah.
Because when I've read something, you know, that's my private business.
Okay, yeah, it's really easy.
Thank you. Liz, my producer, everyone, the best.
This is an improvised episode of Say More with Dr. Sheila. The cast includes...
Hi, I'm Amy Poehler.
I'm June Diane Raphael.
And I'm Paul Scheer.
And this is Say More with Dr. Sheila.
Say More is a presentation of Odyssey and Paper Kite Podcast. It's produced by Best Case Studios. Amy Poehler and Liz Kikowski are writers and executive producers. Alice Stanley Jr. is a writer-producer.
God, the fact that you went full circle and became tired and you were taking care of the kids.
For Best Case Studios, Adam Pincus is executive producer, Suzanne Myers, supervising producer, Hannah Leibowitz-Lockhart and Isabel Evans, producers.
I am an ambassador, and actually in the group, we call ourselves ASPAS. We actually call ourselves ASPASSADORS. because we have fun.
Odyssey's executive producers are Jenna Weiss-Berman and Leah Reese-Dennis. Special thanks to the team at Odyssey, Yannick and Verning, Melissa Wester, Kurt Courtney, and Hillary Schuff. And for Paper Kite, Sam Green.
You finally get come clean and say, I've had no dates.
Yeah.
And everyone just got very quiet. Very quiet.
Holly Barber and Alice Stanley Jr. composed the Dr. Sheila theme song. Additional music is by Holly Barber. This episode was edited and mixed by Daniel Turek with assistance from James Hansen. We recorded at Studio Awesome in LA and The Cutting Room in New York. Follow and listen to Say More with Dr. Sheila now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.